Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A new agreement with Kazakhstan will enhance the ability of the United States to transport by air its personnel and equipment across Kazakhstan's airspace to American and coalition forces in Afghanistan. The agreement, signed in Washington by Andrew Shapiro, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Political Military Affairs, and Erlan Idrisov, Kazakhstan's ambassador to Washington, permits the use of polar routes to ship cargo from the United States to Afghanistan through Kazakhstan. A joint statement issued by the U.S. State Department and Kazakhstan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs noted that the arrangement will enable the United States and International Security Assistance Force partners to further enhance crucial transportation routes and decrease the amount of time needed to move personnel and equipment and needed supplies in support of coalition forces and the government and people of Afghanistan. The latest agreement enhances an existing United States-Kazakhstan arrangement, under which the United States began transit flights to Afghanistan across Kazakhstan's airspace in 2001. The signing of the new transit agreement cemented a commitment made by Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev and President Barack Obama in April 2010. By providing access to new transit routes, Kazakhstan is providing valuable support to the international effort to defeat the violent extremism in Afghanistan and to ensure Afghanistan's and the region's security. Conflict and instability in Afghanistan are threats to the region and the world. Bilateral cooperation, as exemplified by this air transit agreement, helps to counter these negative trends by enabling progress on common efforts regarding the security, stabilization, and reconstruction of Afghanistan.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, voanews.com/editorials.
Immigrants have made important contributions to the United States since the founding of the country, providing a critical foundation for economic prosperity through the centuries. Over 40% of the 300 million people in the U.S. today can trace their ancestry to immigrants who passed through Ellis Island between 1892 and 1954. Migration, said U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for the Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration, Eric Schwartz, is a constant of the human condition. Government policies and practices must come to grips with that basic observation. This is critical for security, for economic and social well-being, and for the humanitarian values to which the U.S. aspires. The United States has a strong commitment to enforcing federal laws and policies, not only to address illegal immigration, but also to prosecute those who abuse migrants. Determined efforts to identify and prosecute human traffickers continue. The United States is continually reviewing its procedures for providing protection for vulnerable migrants. Under the Temporary Protected Status Statute, the U.S. can permit non-citizens or lawful permanent residents who are in the United States to remain temporarily if their country of citizenship is affected by situations including a natural disaster or armed conflict and return would pose a threat to their safety. The U.S. believes that governments and international organizations need to focus on the relationship between migration and national development strategies. In order to ensure that returning refugees do not feel compelled to reverse course and seek employment in neighboring countries, international financial and development organizations should ensure that their assistance is linked to refugee return and reintegration programs. The United States has greatly benefited from legal migration to its shores and will continue to protect the rights of all migrants here in the U.S. and promote the humane treatment of migrants around the world. These are the humanitarian principles to which the United States remains committed.